Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here, and you can join us via the phones or via Skype. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian,
and Conan,
and Mark.
And of course, you can also join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website, submit stuff to it. Other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. Mark, you and I happen to have the same story in our show prep piles for tonight. And mine comes from the Free Thought Project. Is that where yours is?
Yeah, mine too.
Why don't you go for that?
Yeah, from the Free Thought Project. Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe recently announced that he's planning to pardon his own son for a drug charge that he received over a decade ago.
Oh, that's awfully generous of him.
Great to be a governor's son.
The governor's son, Kyle Beebe, was arrested for possession of marijuana with intent to deliver and was later convicted for the offense, but avoided jail time by completing 3 years of probation and paying over $1,000 in fines.
That's pretty sweet. I wonder how many other people would get that kind of plea deal, if you will.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't say what it was regarding the plea deal, but I can tell you that pardons are rarely given out. So, you know, it's who you know in many cases when it comes to pardons, and there's lots of lawyers that make lots of money essentially funneling pardons in front of governors.
And so once he's pardoned, he'll no longer be a felon, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
At the time of the arrest, the governor, who was then the state attorney general, said that his son would not receive any special treatment because of his family's political affiliations.
No.
Now the governor is saying that he would have pardoned his son much sooner if only he had asked and if the family wasn't so embarrassed about the arrest.
Oh, so he would have pardoned his son had his son asked him sooner.
Yeah.
Right? Gotcha.
And, you know, I mean, essentially once he's done whatever the sentence is, I sort of believe that ultimately – what's the point in someone carrying around a conviction or whatever? In many cases, people do need pardons after a period of time. It seems like they should be automatic.
Yeah, people deserve a second chance, I think, especially if they are trying to make their lives better and, you know, don't immediately return to a life of criminal activity once they get out.
What if you compare it to, say, maybe credit rankings? If you have gone bankrupt sometime in your past, yeah, and you've cleared your name. So what is it, 7 years or something like that?
That's the idea, 7 years. But it can show up longer. But you sort of have to police your own credit rating in order to make sure that 7 years is
I think it should be very similar. I mean, look, you've served your sentence. You've done your time. And then you've kept your nose clean for however long. Yeah, second chance all the way. But, I mean, you know, carrying the title around with you the rest of your life, it's
a ball and chain. I mean, it's absolutely an albatross around someone's neck. I just encountered a guy who actually was apparently a drug dealer in Washington, D.C. He came up to the porch here at the LRN.FM studio a few days ago, and he told me about what happened with him in a local park where the police arrested him for basically telling off the cops. And he's asked me to not reveal much more about the case until he's ready to publicize it. But, you know, this guy's had his life ruined. That's what he told me, that the drug dealing charge out of Virginia that he got for selling, you know, whatever to people on Capitol Hill, basically, has essentially made it so he was working in, you know, these sort of DC offices or whatever, different organizations there. Now he's like a jockey in a car shop.
Yeah, and it's not just him that has his life been ruined. It's, I mean, anyone close to him, his family members, I mean, you know, anyone close to him could be affected as well. I mean, maybe he has child support checks that he's supposed to be paying, and guess what? He can't do that now.
Can't make the payments because he can't get as good of a job.
I can tell you, as a felon, that I currently cannot vote in the state of Florida, nor can I own a firearm anywhere in the United States. Different states have different rules as to precisely what weapons I can own, but I can't have a firearm as defined by the DEA. Excuse me, not the DEA, the what's the ATF,
okay.
And I cannot have I cannot vote in the state of Florida, which is my home state.
How many states will allow you to vote as a felon?
Most.
Okay.
But honestly, it just doesn't make much sense to me. Having gone through this whole process, I can see why you might not want somebody in prison voting. There are states where people in prison can vote. Now, they vote absentee. Otherwise, you would have, many times these big towns that have a prison in them, they would be the largest voting block, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make any sense to have the convicts voting in the place where they are currently residing. Because if you, say, live in a town of 200 free people who are mostly prison guards, and these places exist,
yep.
And 1,500 inmates, the 1,500 inmates will elect whom they wish to be the mayor and these sorts of things.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like it might actually be a good idea.
Yeah. Now, I can, your state can pick, I don't care whether or not convicts vote from prison or anything like that. And maybe even you say, look, you don't get to vote for a year after you get off of, or maybe you can't vote on probation, or a year after probation, or something like
That's how it is around here, I think.
I don't know what the rules are in every state, but they do differ. But it seems to me that it would just be easiest for everybody if a blanket pardon was handed out to people, 5 years after they completed all of their, whatever it is for their sentences. Whoever it is that has uncontrollable urges to commit crimes is probably not going to be able to make it five years, right? Yeah. And if they do, then you only have the legal system to snatch them up again. The fact that they own a firearm legally, right now, every ex-convict in America can go get a gun, and they can do it relatively easy. You aren't stopping them. Craigslist and all kinds of Facebook groups, and there's all kinds of ways to get guns. You're not stopping me from getting a gun. The only thing you're stopping me from doing is doing it legally, and therefore I won't, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, you've got a family now. You don't want to go to prison over that, so it's not worth it.
So the value there is no value societally, because only the inmates that don't want to break the law won't break the law.
Exactly. If you wanted to go on a robbery spree, you could go and get a gun and go do that.
If for whatever reason I felt like that was the thing I wanted to do, getting a gun would be the smallest of my problems. And these anti-gun laws just don't work. So I say give out a pardon to every ex-con that has been clear of supervision for 5 years.
You'd have to, I'm just curious, would you have to do a constitutional amendment to make that happen? Because you couldn't legislate that the governor give out pardons, right? Of the separation of powers?
Would that be a Supreme Court thing?
I couldn't tell you what precisely they would do, because the power rests with the governor.
Right.
But what you could do,
based on the Constitution,
what you could do in these states, the United States government could say, all right, inmates who have been clear of, you could have all the rules taken away. The United States government could say that, the ATF can only say that people have not been in trouble for less than 5 years or something like that are not allowed to have weapons. After that, everybody can. So that would be a law. Now, a pardon is a power of a governor, but every aspect of a pardon can be legislated.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So the legislature in the state of Florida can say, all right, if you've been clear of problems for the last 5 years, then you can vote again. But the state of Florida currently thinks I am too dangerous to vote. But it's just fine that I walk around and have knives and I can own a gun that is made before 1898 and a whole variety of stupid things. I can have a black powder pistol, walk around with it on my hip, walk into strip clubs and liquor stores, but I cannot do a mathematically insignificant act known as voting.
What about a sword? Can you have a sword?
Yes.
Like a full-on katana.
I have a sword now, and New Hampshire lets me have a sword. However, I cannot have a sword cane. That is encased in a cane.
That's a sneaky sword.
Right, you can't have a sneaky sword. You don't have an obvious sword.
Wow.
And I can't have a dirk, as defined by the statutes, or a blackjack, but you can have a sword. Makes no sense.
If you want to comment on the situation with felons in America, it is really just, the scarlet letter for a lot of people. It makes life very, very difficult on people who want to make their lives better, many of them. And when it's hard to make a living because of the felon, the rap, if you will, that you've got that travels along with you, that could lead somebody to more crime if they feel like they can't really make it in the real world because of their felony. That may lead them to commit more criminal acts.
It seems like it's very American to allow people to make a mistake, make good for that mistake, and then go on with their life. That is a very American thing to do, but it's not like America at all.
All right, so the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or Skype in. Skype username here is lrn.fm.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. Life as a felon, and maybe you have some experience. Thankfully, I do not have a felony. Conan, I don't believe that you do either.
Not yet.
Mark, however, does.
I got a big fat one.
Some indiscretions of his made at about age 17. He's now in his early 40s. And, you know, you're a different person 20 years later. You're not at all, you're not even the same physical human being. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that your body generates, you know, enough new cells or whatever over
like
a seven year time frame that every cell in your body has completely changed out after 7 years. You are literally not the same person you were a decade ago. But yet the government will just tag you with this felon thing and then you've got to live with that for the rest of your life. I think the only thing worse than being tagged as a felon is being tagged as a sex offender. And that's probably the only thing that's worse. Simply because as a sex offender, in a lot of cases, you can't even live in certain places. You're restricted from even being in certain areas of given towns and counties. Yeah, and stuff.
I wonder, like, there's some people out there that have achieved a great deal of infamy, for instance. Like, the most recent one is probably that dentist that shot the lion.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't tell you his name now, but I probably could a week ago. And, you know, there was...
I know his name because it's the same name as one of our program directors.
Okay.
Or the guy who ran over the Batman, the Lamborghini Batman, just recently.
Oh, yeah.
If his name ever gets out there, he's never going to be able to live that down.
Well, there was a woman that killed her children, I can't remember where, by, you know, drowning them in a car, and, you know, yeah. She's still in jail, but there was the one that got away. I don't even know what happened in the case, but a lady recently that, I guess, buried her daughter without telling the police, and, you know, it was a weird story.
Buried her alive?
No, she was supposedly dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the story is. No one seems to know. It's a weird case.
Gotcha.
But, you know, there's these names that go down sort of
infamy.
But I don't imagine that they're, you know, that even, you know, 20 years later that people are really paying that much attention. So I think that it's, yeah, even a felony that happens so much later that's probably worse. A lot of people are like, well, so what? You did it. You should do the crime. You do the time. As though
forever.
As though anybody who's doing a crime is thinking about going to prison. I mean, that's not really the psychograph of people that are, you know, committing crimes. Usually it's somebody who believes, I don't know, they're going to get away with it. Or they don't care what the consequences are.
I don't give a...
Yeah, they don't care, and so
or they don't think that they're actually hurting anyone.
Right. So if you attempting to punish 17-year-old Mark, and you know, 17-year-old Mark made some terrible decisions, and the results were awful. And it wasn't just one set of terrible decisions; it was a string of.
And you were a commie back then.
A whole bunch of terrible decisions.
Oh, man, surprised by that.
That was
horrible.
A minor aspect of what I did. But to attempt to punish 17-year-old Mark by punishing 44-year-old Mark and his family is a pretty ineffective way of deterring the new 17-year-old Mark from doing the sort of things that might be in the future. I mean, if we're going to put up deterrents, let's find effective ones, not ones that are based entirely on emotion and vengeance.
I do like that vision, Mark. If you want to share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. So, Mark, you've got a little more to this story here from the Free Thought Project. Specifically, what I thought was interesting looking at it is Governor Beebe is his name, Mike Beebe in Arkansas. He has pardoned his own son. Or he's planning to pardon his own son for a drug dealing charge that he had over a decade ago. Did you want to share the quote from the governor where he's actually calling for stricter penalties specifically against drug dealers?
Right. So he has no problem with saying that you know, his son's made some mistakes and all these things, but and he has, and you know, he's going to pardon.
Yeah, the mistake was getting caught.
Well, he's going to pardon him, but in 2011, in the Arkansas State of the State address, BB called for stricter penalties against drug sellers, saying that our drug statutes must put a stronger emphasis and heavier penalties on those involved with the drug trade. Remember, his son basically got probation, isn't that right?
Yeah. Was it like 3 years or something?
Instead of giving equally harsh sentences to those merely arrested for mere possession or use, previous legislatures have built a grid of sentencing guidelines, a grid that is often manipulated or ignored to put away offenders for even longer stretches of time. These guidelines must be more closely followed, or perhaps Those jurisdictions that frequently exceed the grid should share in the cost of incarceration with our state. The proposed budget adds more than $4 million to help accommodate the Department of Community Corrections' anticipated larger role. Governor Beebe is comfortable to admit that his son made a bad decision when he was wrong and that he does not deserve the to live with the consequences for his entire life. But sadly, Beebe will not give the millions of others in his country the same luxury.
The quote before that you just read, when did he say that? Was that sometime?
2011.
All right, so it wasn't in the same week.
No, but it was after his son had been convicted, right?
Because
this was a decade ago that his son got popped for this, and so this was within that time frame. So it was that, you know, he definitely knew what was going on with his son at that time when those words were coming out of his mouth. What an awful hypocrite.
Yeah, he just seems to be a big believer that incarceration is going to be a good solution to the drug problem. And I think that if the wave of crank and heroin use in this country that's taking over whole swaths of the country is any indication, it is an abject failure. If you want less drug use, if you want people getting over their drug use, the best thing to do is to give them some kind of treatment for that.
You know, Beebe might actually agree with us where, you know, he believes that his son with a felony over his head is never going to be able to get out of it, and it's going to alter his livelihood. It's going to make it worse for him and for the people who have to take care of him now or have to deal with him. And but what about the rest of the, you know, thousands, ten thousands, however many that are going through the same situation as we speak?
As time goes by, it's going to get more and more difficult to fib about your felony. So what I decided I was going to do when I got out of prison in 1998 is lie. That I was just not going to tell people I was a convicted felon. No. I wasn't going to say no. I just wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to fill out. If I had to fill out a form, I was not going to say. I'm just no is the answer. And I got away with that for as long as I wanted to get away with it.
Did they know you were a felon when they hired you at the radio station?
No.
Yeah, how many jobs did you apply for during that period of time?
I didn't have to apply for the job at the radio station, so I didn't have to lie about it.
That's right. You got headhunted.
I got headhunted into the radio station, but I did look at another job while I was at the radio station that I had to fill out an application for, and I said no. And so, these things happen.
So that helped you, right? Not saying that you were a felon helped you likely get a job.
Probably the case. I mean, it's just, if you're all things are equal, you're looking at two qualified candidates, and one of them's a convicted felon, and the other one's not a convicted felon. You're probably going to take the person who has the clean record simply because it's a safe thing to do, and people do the safe thing when doing business.
You know what would help you get a job, Mark? Being the governor's son.
Yeah, it certainly would.
All right, more on the way here. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. More of your calls and thoughts, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. But what does he have to say about his son? We'll give you that quote coming up.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence is emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free on the radio at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me something important.
Well, Liberty HealthShare is, for my family, it's been the solution to Obamacare. It solves our problems and does it in a way that is significantly less costly, at least for us, than it has been. I don't know. I can't look at everybody's situation. If your company's paying for your insurance, I would imagine that that's the best way to go. But if you've got to pay for your own or a significant portion of your own, this was like half the cost of insurance. What Liberty HealthShare is a sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. That's what it is. I mean, it's people sharing the burdens of healthcare. This is essentially what insurance does, but it does it without all the overhead that insurance companies have. So you can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. You can join the movement with me by going to libertyhealthshare.org. Check it out. It's worth taking your time if you're paying for insurance. libertyhealthshare.org. And the telephone number is 855-58-LIBERTY. It's worth a telephone call to be able to save this kind of money, too. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org.
More coming up on the governor, who is apparently going to be pardoning his own son for drug dealing in, Arkansas. But first, we go to Scott, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I was done in by the system.
Can you do me a favor? I'm sorry, you're a little loud. Can you back away from your phone, maybe about an inch and a half or so?
I got you, man. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, man. I was done in by the system about 1991, 92. Was was accused and convicted of a sex crime. There was a child custody battle going on in my family, and I guess the last ditch resort, the grandmother, who was the DA secretary, and the mother, who works for DHR, or DFAX, over in Georgia, they turned my life and my family's life inside out.
Well, what did they accuse you of, some sort of sex thing that you didn't do?
Yeah, with a niece. And my brother was trying to get, my brother was trying to get custody at the time. And he was living at the home where my mom and dad live. So, anyway, went to prison for 10 years. Try to fight it from prison. You can't do that. You can't fight nothing from prison. It's a system. It's all
so, just to clarify, they got this niece to testify against you for something that you say you didn't do?
Right. And, in all this time, it's been all this time since then, there's just been this question in my mind, because I didn't do it at all. I did nothing like that ever to anyone. And what gets me is, I wonder... it being the grandmother was the DA secretary. They all lived under one household. Right? So, and the mother worked for DFAX at the time. I wonder what kind of stories they came in and told at the kitchen or table or the dinner table at night.
I'm just curious, after a decade, did this niece, did she ever recant? Did she ever come out?
No, she was, listen to her here, it was supposed to have happened in 1986. They said that it was supposed to have happened they said it was supposed to happen 6 years prior to when they arrested me. And it didn't, I was...
Well, I mean, those things have a long statute of... limitations on them. I'm sorry to hear about that. What can you do, though? I mean,
did you plead out, or did you take it all the way to trial?
Yeah, I took it all the way to trial.
So they actually had this girl come up on the stand and testify against you.
Right.
How old was she at the time of the supposed commission of the crime?
Six. So my life is messed up for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
And
to drag around a sex crime is tough.
Well, to have one that you didn't do is even worse.
Do you even have a job?
No. When I first came home, got out of prison, I could work. That job was real easy and everything. But now here they put this thing on your driver's license that. Pretty much, any employer that asks for your driver's license or whatever.
Oh, no. So it actually indicates on your driver's license that you are a sex offender?
It's a sex offender, yeah. Sure does.
Oh, yeah.
What's the reason for that, putting that on the driver's license? So that
just to brand somebody, to make it hard for them to live?
I want him to answer the question. What do they claim the reason for putting... I mean, I imagine that victims of sex assault crimes don't get the chance to see people's driver's licenses beforehand. So what is their claim that the reason for doing that?
Yeah, I mean...
Punish for the rest of your life. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty clear.
There's some out there, I'm sure, that are very well, that need something like that. But just like you said, a person who doesn't commit felonies or doesn't commit crime or anything like that, they don't need
You're
this
screwed.
Right here.
Scott, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you, and it's hard, Who do you believe? In a situation like that, I mean, it's her word against his word.
Yeah, people would say that if you try to, some people would say that if you remain skeptical, if you wait for to come to a conclusion that you're propagating rape culture, right? Like if you're not believing the victim immediately, and nobody wants to do that. And obviously the severity of a charge like that can be You know, it scares the crap out of everybody involved, right? Mm-hmm. There's been a child that's been molested, and supposedly, I mean, that's the story. I'm never going to know. I wasn't there. And
only one person knows, you know, the person who was allegedly molested.
Two. The person who allegedly did it.
Well, maybe he was in some sort of a fugue state. Maybe he was so drunk that he actually did do what they are saying he did, but he doesn't remember it.
That wouldn't matter to me if he made the decision to get that drunk and did it.
I know that wouldn't matter. I'm not saying that was a reason for him to do it or anything like that. I'm just saying that would be a reason he might not remember it, right? Like, so it may just be the one person who has the actual memory, even though
I'm going to go ahead and say two, generally.
Yeah, like, generally you're right about that, but there could be a circumstance in which the offender does not actually remember doing what they did. They could be sleepwalking, yep. They could be under the influence heavily, and it's just terrible because, you know, how can one person's word be believed over another? I understand that if it's true that he did what they say that he did, that's a horrible thing, but there have been cases where children have told lies about these things.
Sure, there's the that famous one out of South Florida where the preschool basically a whole bunch of kids made stories. Right?
Really?
Yeah. And you don't remember this one?
Nope.
I'd have to look it up.
A preschool.
It was a nursery, and you know, to some extent, the kids would say things like you know, they have a torture room down in the basement. There was no basement.
In Florida.
You know, like there was just sort of demonstrably false things about it, but people kept saying to themselves, well, these kids wouldn't say, I mean, they may not have everything exactly right, but they wouldn't be telling these outright lies, but it just kept piling up and piling up. It was this sort of, you know, this momentum that was built up.
My gosh, you got more than one of them making an accusation like that. That is going to put somebody away for a long time.
Well, they'd have these counselors come in, and they'd have a doll, and they'd say, oh, did they touch you here?
And the way they introduced those counselors, I mean, you got to suspect them as well. I mean, you have to be suspect. They have to be suspected as well.
All right. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's felonies or hypocritical governors, you can talk about any of those things. Hey, speaking of politicians, Bernie Sanders wants to control your guns. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype as well. Skype username here tonight, LRN.FM, talking about felonies and life as a felon, how difficult things can be. And let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Larry's listening in North Carolina to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good evening to you.
Welcome, sir. You are on the air.
I've been listening to you guys ever since I discovered you about 6 months ago, and I'm very impressed.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I thought I would weigh in on being an ex-convict, of which you're talking to one. And I will tell you that, as far as I'm concerned, the system is so corrupt, it's pathetic. I received a 10-year sentence for treating and getting sick and hurting people well.
Uh-huh.
I am a registered chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor since the 1970s. And in the state of Florida, in the middle district, I had seven clinics. With those seven clinics, I had seven chiropractors working for me, as well as four medical doctors. The medical doctor that I had on staff was born and raised in Taiwan, and he was a natural holistic doctor, and when he came to the United States, was absolutely appalled at the amount of drugs that was being dispensed by medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found my clinic organization, he was very excited to become a member of it. Unfortunately, with all the federal government hassle that occurred, he couldn't handle it. And although it was deemed to be an accident, all those that knew him were sure it was suicide. He just couldn't handle it.
Oh, my.
I went through a court case that was absolutely a circus. They brought in a special prosecutor from the OIG out of Washington, D.C., because the local prosecutor could not even handle the case.
What were you charged with?
I was charged with treating people and using the medical doctors to bypass laws and regulations that chiropractors could not work under.
So there's certain things that a medical doctor can do legally that a chiropractor cannot do?
That's correct.
And you had medical doctors who were doing those things, but you were also doing those things?
No, I was not billing them, but I was the CEO of the clinic operation.
What so because you were employing the doctors, that somehow meant you were a criminal.
That's correct. If it was reversed, if the medical doctor was hiring a chiropractor, that was fine.
Huh.
But they were bound and determined they were not going to have a chiropractor hire medical doctors.
Did this come down on you after the man committed suicide? Was it a coincidence, or was that just somehow that brought your offices to the attention of the government guys? Because it sounded, I mean, you said you had several offices, so it sounded like things were going smoothly, or they appeared to be, for a while, right?
Quite a while, for over a decade.
Yeah, and so was it after the suicide when the bumps in the road happened, so to speak?
No, it started before then.
Okay.
And the reason the MD, like I mentioned, he's from Taiwan. And honor, that's the whole concept of the Taiwan people. It is total honor. And as far as we can gather, he felt like he was being dishonored and didn't want his family to go through anymore.
Who do you think put the word out about you? Was it one of the competitors, some other doctor in town who was upset about you being there? How did they come down on you? Do you know?
It came down by one investigator coming out of Clearwater, Florida. He was bound and determined that he was going to find something wrong. Under the guise of Medicare rules and regulations, he's allowed to come in and look at the Medicare records. It was not an audit. It ended up being an investigation that lasted for nearly 6 years.
And you went to prison for how long for this?
I went
a decade?
To prison on a 10-year sentence.
Jeez.
And if the attorneys that I had hired did anything good at all is... It was at that point in time in the early late 90s. It was, early 90s. It was old law and new law. Now, if you ask me about that, I'm not too sure what it means because I'm not an attorney. But the 10-year sentence, I ended up doing 5 years.
So 5 years in Florida prison?
No, it's in federal prison.
Oh, in federal? Okay. Wow.
Now,
I thought federal was 85%.
Well, he got some sort of deal.
Okay.
I'm not sure about percentages.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. And it sounds, yeah. I mean, if I may, it sounds like you are not a young man right now. How old were you when you got put into prison?
I'm 76 years old now. I was 58 years old.
My goodness.
And the reason I'm weighing in is I'm an ex-convict, in which, as you guys have mentioned, I will be for the rest of my life. There's no way to get away from it.
It's an amazing story.
When I got into prison, I absolutely was appalled at the amount of drugs that the MDs, the so-called hospitals, were dispensing to the prison population.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I'll treat them chiropractically. I was seeing an average of 8 to 10 people per day for various ailments that did not require drugs.
I bet that got you in some trouble.
Oh, yeah, you're rubbing salt in the wounds, man. That's great.
Did they punish you for that?
I spend more time in the so-called hole than you can imagine. Every time I turned around, they were sending me back for made-up reasons.
Just for trying to help people.
Now, what I did is I started out in a camp. I got transferred to medium security. I then got transferred to maximum security. And regardless of where I went, I kept treating people. In maximum security, they finally told me that I didn't belong in maximum security, and they sent me back to medium security, which is where I spent the last 2.5-3 years.
Wow, Larry. Incredible story. Mark, as the man who spent 9 years in prison, do you have any questions for Larry?
I'm just stunned by the whole story. You know, what prisons are good at is behavior modification, right? Like, there's enough.
Like turning a criminal into a worse criminal?
Yeah, there may not be a lot of carrots in prison, but there is a darn big stick. And there aren't too many people that will stand up in the face of that stick and keep on doing what they think is, you know, right. And so I'm amazed at the story, Larry.
It's a great story, Larry. Thank you. Go ahead.
I will. Take one more point, if
yes,
I could.
You may.
Being an expert in temps, mediums, and security maximums from a convict's point of view, something occurs in prison. Convicts, if they're guilty, they admit it to other prisoners.
Oftentimes.
And it doesn't take long to figure it out. Those that are not guilty will also say, hey, I'm not guilty, and you can figure it out. Percentage-wise, in my mind, 20% of those in a camp belong there. 80% don't. You go to the medium, it's 50-50. And you go to the maximum, the percentage is reversed.
Larry, how many of those 80% who said that they didn't commit a crime maybe did the crime but believed that what they did was not wrong? Like maybe, for example, they had some weed on them or something, or they were selling drugs to someone and they didn't believe that they were wrong. They actually committed the crime, but they just didn't believe it was anything wrong with what they were doing.
Yeah, but that goes back into the 20% that belong there, 80% in the camp. When you get into the 80-20s in the maximums, that 80%, they're bad people. 20% of them belong there.
Larry, I want to say thank you so much for the call, the expertise, and your experience. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the courage that you showed.
Yeah, thank you for your courage.
Yeah, and standing by your beliefs even in the most challenging of times. Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. Wow, we need people like Larry in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Elderly guys and gals
who are not afraid to rub the salt in the eyes of the oppressor.
I love it. I love that that call. I'm sorry that it happened to him, and I'm not surprised to hear about that. You know, you don't have that government paperwork, they come at you harder than they come at anybody who stabs or murders a person in certain instances.
I would not be... I think it's competition. I think it was a whole competition thing.
I bet you it was somebody who ratted him out. Some doctor in town probably called the cops on him or whatever investigatory board it was that took him out. 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts, your story, your whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.